Welcome to this talk about free sewing. Today I will be explaining what free sewing is, and I will be doing that through these points. First off, I'm going to tell you what even is a sewing pattern. I'm going to start from the very basics. Then I'm going to talk about the fashion industry and clothing in the context that we are now. And then I will go to pattern drafting to free sewing. How do we actually get from a sewing pattern to free sewing? The advantages and flaws of free sewing. And I'm going to mention a quick secret at the end. So this is, if you can see it, this is a t-shirt sewing pattern. This is what I am wearing right now. If you are wearing a t-shirt right now, you're probably also wearing something like this. Since it's symmetrical, we only draft half, so you have to think about folding it out. If you are wearing clothes, you are wearing something from a sewing pattern. A sewing pattern is anything that you can sew together, like clothes or a bag, anything you would put under a sewing machine or sew with your hand. Let's see. Quick. And it can be more or less complicated, like a t-shirt is less complicated than a winter coat, for example. So if we go to the fashion industry, you will find that clothing you buy is based on this average body type or ideal body type, which obviously doesn't exist. So when clothing stores make their sewing patterns to make their clothes from, they will base it off of an ideal body. And then they grade it up and down, they resize it up and down to account for different sizes. Now you can imagine this isn't very inclusive because it's still this body type that's bigger and smaller. So this ideal body type, oh, I haven't gone too far. I have some problems because I need to go back. We are way, ahead. I am not getting back. Let's see. I need to go back. I tried arrow back, but it doesn't work. This works. Okay, thank you. I will be.
Because with your, how your laptop is set up, this is getting real.
This one. Yeah. Okay. So you can imagine that this ideal body type also differs between stores. As you can see here, it varies between the store you get your clothing from, and it also changes over time. So standardization of sizes is also not really possible because bodies vary so differently. But this standardization makes it, no standardization also makes it hard to find something in your size because it can vary wildly between stores. So even if a brand tries to do sizing well, like plus size lines or, let's see. Like plus size lines or lines for tall people, even then you may run into problems that it doesn't fit well. And let's see. And in the case of mainstream fashion, we have a focus on trends anyways. It doesn't have to have a good fit because people will buy it anyways to follow the trends. So they are also not forced to, they're not encouraged to focus on a good fit. In the case of loose fitting clothing, you may get away with this. It's still not good. But if you go for really fitted clothing, like a dress shirt, then you will run into more problems. let's see if this, yeah, this went well. Okay, so there is a lot more wrong with the fashion industry. You have the environmental impacts. Fast fashion is one of the biggest polluters. For multiple reasons, it uses a lot of water to process the materials, and to the whole process takes a lot of water and energy, and a lot of clothes end up in landfill if they're discarded. If customers return their clothes that didn't fit, for example, then it usually sometimes it doesn't go back into the stores, but also may end up in landfill. So there's a lot of waste and pollution, and there are also horrible labor practices in the fashion chain, from gathering the materials to sewing the clothes. They're not very good labor practices. They're very bad usually. So this is the context that we're in. This is actually beyond the scope of free sewing or this talk, but I still want to mention it to spread awareness, and I want to invite you to be critical of the system that we're in. I think this focus on of profit under capitalism is very harmful. And I also don't want to imply, like, if everyone makes their own clothes, then this will magically be fixed. That is not the purpose of this talk also. I wanted to mention this for awareness about the context that we're in. So I will go back to the sewing patterns now. Let's see if this works. Yeah. Okay, so sewing patterns. If you do decide to make your own clothes, then you will probably still run into the problem that it's based on one body type, the sewing pattern that you buy. It's still body type that's graded up and down, whether that's this ideal body type or the body type of the person who made the sewing pattern. So perhaps in that case, you would want to try pattern drafting yourself, and then you may end up with something like this. So you have all these steps and calculations, and then you start here, and then you may end up here. This is a body block, a base pattern that you base other patterns off of. For programmers, it's like your parent class, you know? So as you can see, it's all based on measurements you put in, parameters. So you can imagine we can make a system for this, and we can put multiple sets of measurements in and then have the same pattern but for different measurements. And that is what free sewing is. So this is a code snippet. So a free sewing pattern is based off of, it's just points and lines, and then you have your pattern. So this code snippet shows that we start here. These points are pre-made in the code, but I just want to show how the line looks like. Goes through here, and then we also have curved lines, Bezier curves, for the armhole and the neckline in this example. So that's what a sewing pattern looks like in free sewing. So this is our basic body block, and now we can use that basic body block to make more complicated patterns, because the basic body block is still very rectangular, very straight, but bodies are 3D shapes, of course. So we can add things like notches, darts, to create shape. And I wanted to quickly show what a pattern looks like. I hope it works. I hope I can do that. I'll be... let's see. Okay. Okay. I think I can... okay. So it's in dark mode, so I hope you can see it. This is a full... I tried it, but I didn't manage to find it. Sorry. this is a full dress shirt pattern, in Dutch an overhemd. And I wanted to show you some of the features, because it's not just that it's based on your measurements, but it's also based on your preferences. Let's see. So, oh yeah, thank you. Okay. So here, you have all these options. For example, if you look here, it's very easy to change the style of the thing. And if you want a looser or tighter fit, if you look here, if I change the slider, so if you were to do this on a paper, with a paper pattern, that can take a lot more time. And this is the most one of the most customizable patterns of free sewing. So I wanted to show, this is what I wanted to quickly illustrate. Thank you. Let's see if, sorry, thank you. So I can go back to the presentation. Yes, thank you. Thank you. let's see. So as for the advantages of free sewing, as I just showed, it's because this is reusable pattern design, it makes it inclusive for different body types. Different sets of measurements can be plugged into the same pattern. It's also flexible. I just showed how we have a base pattern that we get a new pattern from, but you can also use an existing pattern to make a new pattern off of. It's very flexible in the way you do things. And as I just showed, it's very customizable if you allow in the code for different options like fit or style, then it's also very customizable for the person, and you can choose what you do or don't want in your pattern. And in the case of a paper pattern, you would have to do that with pencil. And if you make a big mistake, you have to grab a new paper, start over, and this is a lot more flexible. However, there are some flaws with free sewing. Namely, that it's not perfect. It's not that you plug in your measurements and it's immediately a perfect fit. I think it's closer than your standard bought sewing patterns. But there are still some things that's not accounted for in free sewing. For example, asymmetrical bodies. There's no support for that at the moment. And for example, there are some things that are not taken into account when you, because it's based on measurements, but there are things like, for example, if you have a very round bag, you don't automatically see that in your measurements if you take the measurements. So you would have to still manually add support for, in this case, a round bag in the pattern. The pattern I just showed, the dress shirt, does have a slider for a round bag. Not every pattern has that, but you have to lengthen it, for example. But you still have to manually do that to account for it. It's not automatic. And measurements, like I just said, it's all based on measurements. So if your measurements are wrong, the pattern will be wrong. A lot of the problems that we encounter from people that come with their problems is that the measurements were taken the wrong way. And it still relies on volunteers, which is, of course, the bane of many open source projects. But in our case, it's also people who write code, people so close. There's not a very big overlap. It can be a bit of a big step for programmers to make a sewing pattern, to code program a sewing pattern if they haven't done it before. Sometimes you can work together, like with people who know a lot about sewing, people who know a lot about programming. But then, even if you're just a programmer or only a programmer, not a sewist, and you push a pattern to the side, it still needs sewing and cutting instructions and a technical drawing and preferably a showcase. So this overlap also makes it hard for this project to really be optimized. So in conclusion, I think free sewing gives a lot of improvements to sewing patterns and pattern drafting. It makes pattern drafting, it makes well-fitted sewing patterns more accessible to people for whom pattern drafting is difficult to learn or they don't want to learn it. This is a selection of some of the patterns that are on the site right now. There are more than this, so this is what I have to show right now. and then the secret thing at the end. There, if you have gotten curious about sewing or free sewing, you can join us at Serendip tomorrow and the day after at 10 a.m. And we will be doing a workshop where we make this, a tie-on pocket. It's my phone's in there right now. You just put it like this. You can come make this tomorrow or the day after. Or if you, because this is not based on measurements, this is just a standard pattern. If you want to learn more about free sewing, we can also help you with that. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
So, thank you, Alexander. And now there's questions.
Hi. Are the patterns included with seam allowance or not?
Yeah, you can. I think by default not, but you can like add it.
You can add seam allowance.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just very quickly, a remark. Well, first, I'm a user of free sewing, and I love it for several years. But I don't program in Node.js. Okay. don't do that. Just a remark about the fashion industry and why I came to free sewing. In France, only 40% of people find a correct, more or less, size in industry. So that means 60% are all completely out or very baggy or something not really fitting. That's why it's very important. And in my experience of clothing, if I correct in shoulders, I'm not correct for arms and the other way around. My husband have a big belly, and that's very hard to find also in the industry. So thanks a lot for free sewing. It helped a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much for being part of it. Great to hear.
Yeah, so thank you for the presentation. And I have a question. How would you like upload a new sewing pattern? Because usually, I mean, the classical one, you would buy them kind of, and it's in paper form and you have to cut it. So is it also like, how would I go maybe if I have this pattern and want to provide it to everyone?
So if you have a pattern and want to put it on the site?
For example.
So you can get the development environment and you would have to convert all the points of the pattern into code and like the lines also. There's not like one straight way to go from a paper pattern to a free sewing pattern. It helps if the pattern has like instructions of what measurement is used. Does that answer your question?
Okay, so there's a specific like kind of instruction on the site how to do it.
Yeah, there are instructions on the site.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I want to know. Okay,
thank you.
Also, real quick, there's sort of two kinds of patterns. The patterns that you get out of a bag and like cut out and print are different from the kinds of patterns that you've been talking about, that are these basic block patterns that are much closer to what free sewing builds. So it's harder to pull a paper pattern into free sewing. And similarly, I built a kind of similar personal tool, and in the process I was copying basic block patterns into these sort of logo programs, and I felt kind of dirty doing it because I'm like copying out of a textbook. I'm curious, do you have any sense of the copyright or even the ethics? How are you feeling about that?
I think in general, sewing patterns and copyright is very much a gray area. From what I remember being talked about, discussed in the chats, I think it's usually free range, but in free sewing, we go for if the person doesn't make money off of it, you can put it into free sewing. That's like the guideline we use at free sewing.
So thanks.
Thank you.
I have a quick one. Tagging on to the question just asked behind me, what if I download one of the patterns, one to sew it? Does it split up into A4 or letter?
You can choose that. So there's like A4, A3, letter. Yeah, that's all. You can choose how it tiles the pattern. You do have to print it out still. Or in the case of what we do at Serendip or at FabLabs, you can also use the laser cutter and put fabric in there, and then it will cut out the fabric, which is really convenient.
Cool, thanks.
Hi, I'm planning into getting into sewing, cool. And I know a bit of, but I'm thinking about maybe contributing with code.
Cool.
Which kind of... Was holding it right. Which kind of stack do you use? I'm a sysadmin by trade. I know Python. I don't know if it's useful at all.
From the top of my head, it's JavaScript, FreeSewing uses React, I think, but it's for different engines can be used.
Okay. Yeah. Just trying to help.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. My question is, when you finish the pattern, and is that one picture? You can just print it out, so you can lay the pattern on the fabric in an efficient way, or you need to puzzle it by yourself.
So FreeSewing does have a layout where you can like move the pattern pieces. It tries to do it the most efficient way, but if you see that it's not efficient, there's like a layout where you can move it around. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank
you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the talk.
Thank you.
I wonder, for the patterns that are on FreeSewing, how are they tested, or what is the process? Because I notice it's quite curated and very nice. So what is the process from someone has an idea to it appears on the website?
Right, yeah. So in some cases, people will use a pattern drafting method and they just push it to the site because they know it's like this method should work. And then usually it gets like... improved afterwards. That is one small thing option, but usually it goes through people will say, hey, this pattern is now open for pattern testing, and then people will come and test the pattern and it gets improved and reiterated after that. Sometimes it's also that a sewist has an idea for a pattern, and then they team up with a programmer, and then they reiterate between themselves first, and then it goes into pattern testing. But there are also people who just push it to the side without really, really extensively testing it. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, sorry, follow-up question.
Yeah.
And you say sometimes people team up. Is that kind of, is there a forum where people do this? Find people to collaborate?
Yeah, we have the FreeSewing forum and the Discord server, where we have the chats. There's not a formal sign up here to apply for pattern teaming up, what usually happens is that people ping into the development channel, like, hey, I have an idea, can someone help me? And then sometimes someone will come to help.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, one more question. Does it also allow for like different materials? Like, for instance, you've got like, of course, wool or clothing, but does it also allow for leather? For instance, I mean, I work with both leather and as well as like cloth, so cotton, wool, etc. But I also am a leather worker and I draft my own armor patterns, for instance.
Cool.
So I was actually wondering whether it also allows for leather, because that's actually differently used, of course, than, for instance, wool or cotton. So
interesting. So there is, for example, like I know that, for example, for the underwear pattern, they expect you to use stretchy fabric.
Yeah.
So there's a slider in there that's like stretch zero to more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... I don't think that's for every pattern, but a lot of patterns have sliders like that for the fabric to account for also this, the grain line, this, like the different stretches differently, different ways. Does that answer your question? Because I don't think you have specific things for leather. But
yeah, leather you usually stick not on top of each other, but towards each other. Especially thick leather for armor of making, you actually stick it, well, not on top of each other, but against each other.
Right.
So that actually needs like little dots for your hole making marks. So I was just actually just trying to translate it in my brain. I mean, I'm not a programmer. I am a sewer and a leather crafter. So I was just actually trying to translate it to something else. But
very cool.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So first of all, thank you very much. It's really, really needed. And I would like... I really want to like get into it and look at the code afterwards
because
I'm from the people that are sewing and coding.
Great.
I have a question more about like the organization. If you can tell, it's just interesting for me, like a little bit about for how long are you on? How many people are there? More or less, like what is the approval? Like stuff like that, like more on the history of the organization.
All right. It started as makeyourpattern.com or makeapattern.com. So it started off very differently, I think, from the top of my head in 2013. And then it changed into free sewing. Later on, more patterns were added. I don't think there's a very formal structure behind it. I think it's very much you take and go. And as for how many people, sorry? Yeah, the meetings are online. It's not in the thousands. Total contributors, yeah. But I think the active people, maybe around... Yeah, it's very hard to say. There's like a core group of developers, and then there is people that like sporadically... And for the people who contribute with other things... That's a bit more people. Yeah, does that answer your question? Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, one last question here. But
yeah, I have an additional answer to the leather question. You can in free sewing, you can always export as an SVG, and then you can open it in, for instance, in Inkscape. And then if you choose to not have a SIBA allowance, then you can just add some dots, like a dotted line on both sides, and you have your stitching dots, which is really great. And if you have a laser cutter around, no, well, go to a hackerspace, they have one. And then you... Okay, yeah, it depends on the... I've done pretty thick leather, but if other people want to do thinner leather, then it's always good to put some shampoo on the cutting line, because otherwise it's going to get really smoky. And shampoo has glycerin, and it helps a bit. So, but for all the strange things that you want to do, it's always nice to make an SVG, and then you can really easily edit what the lines and things, and add some stuff. So, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. So, give another hand for Alexander.
Thank you so much.